All right, this is message number 25 on life, or the flow of life, the river of life, the tree of life. And we know that Jesus is that life. Amen?
Amen.
All we need is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
We don't need teaching. We need Jesus, right? We need life, right?
Amen.
Because as I said before, like when I first got saved, I didn't have any teaching, but I had the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Then, you know, just learning all kinds of teaching after that, knowing about the Lord and so on, is all it does is just show me that I was on the right path, that I did have life, and that I began knowing, you know, what you can and cannot do. But actually, the Spirit in me made me to know that anyway. So anyway, let's all go up to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to bless this service. Father, we pray that you will anoint the reading of the Word and the words that I've written tonight. And I pray, Lord God, that you will draw out from the well of life within me to expound in a manner where everyone can understand it. And that you'll open the hearts and souls and minds of all the listeners, all those listening to this tape and those that are present here today. Lord, we pray that you'll do these things, and that like a magnet within us, that you will keep these sayings in us to the end. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen. All right, let's go.
In John chapter 3, Nicodemus, a highly educated teacher and an experienced older man, came to the Lord Jesus and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God." John 3:2. The human concept is that we need a teacher and more teaching.
More and more teaching, more and more, ever learning, but never ever able to come to the knowledge of the truth, is what most people, they're just like having itching ears to hear more teaching, but they never really want to get down with the Lord and have life and let God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit live out their life in them. They just want to learn teaching, and teaching is of no value if the life is not there, and if the life of God is not being manifested in every human being, those human beings can in no wise see the kingdom of God, because you must be born of the Spirit, amen?
Amen.
Not of just learning. It's not a head thing. The Lord's life actually has to live in your mortal body. We have to become new creatures. We have to look at Jesus and gaze upon Him and eat and drink Him. He's the river of life and the tree of life, and He's the manna, the bread of life, and He's everything pertaining to life. He's the resurrection and the life. Go ahead.
Our Lord Jesus is the ultimate in wisdom.
Yes, He is. He didn't start to teaching Nicodemus anything. He didn't say very much at all. He just gave him a few choice words. Hey, you must be born anew. You must be born again of the Spirit. You must be, that which is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Two different things. All right, let's go.
He did not argue with Nicodemus or rebuke him, nor did he speak too much with him.
No, he didn't speak much teaching at all. Then what?
After listening to him, the Lord Jesus answered him, saying, quote, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a man is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John 3:3.
You cannot see the kingdom of God unless you're born anew. In other words, you're born again, but in a different form this time. When you were born flesh, that's all you are, was flesh. But you have to be born again. You have to be born anew. Become something new, something else. You can't just be flesh and enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have to have something else. You've got to be a new creature, something new. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The words of Jesus really puzzled Nicodemus. He had come to be taught by Jesus to seek teaching. He recognized Jesus as a rabbi, a teacher, yet he did not understand what he meant by being born anew or born again. An old man such as him could go back to his mother's womb and come out again?
No. Could an old man like him go back to his mother's womb and be born again and come out again? No. It's impossible. Amen?
Amen.
And who would want to? Because if you did, you'd still come out the same old Nicodemus, wouldn't you?
Yes.
You'd still be nothing but flesh, right?
Right.
That's all you'd be. I don't care how many times you get back in your mother's womb, you come out and you're just flesh, right? You got to be born anew, born again of the... it becomes something else. There has to be a metamorphosis. You have to become a new creature, born again of the Spirit. All right, then what?
What is this?
What is this? Okay? Then what?
What kind of teaching is this?
What kind of teaching is this? You must be born again, born of the Spirit. What is this? Okay, then what?
Jesus indicated to Nicodemus that to be born anew or born again was not to go back to his mother's womb and come out again. To be born anew is to be born of the water and the Spirit, verse 5. He that is born of the flesh...
All right, come on, let's read some of this.
Okay. John 3:5. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee...
Or truly, truly, or verily, verily, it means the same thing. Amen?
Amen.
I say unto you what?
Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
He cannot enter it, he cannot see it. If you can't enter, you're sure not going to see it, right? Okay, then what?
You have to
enter in by the Spirit. Because the body's going to dissolve, and then all there is left for eternity is the Spirit. There's something has to happen to the Spirit before you can enter into the kingdom of God. Something new has to take place. You have to be... We were born into the world in the flesh, but now, in order to prepare for eternal life, we have to be born into the spiritual realm. And that has nothing to do with being born again of the flesh, or going back to your mother's womb and coming out again. There has to be a miraculous thing happen, a spiritual thing, an everlasting spiritual thing, because that has to happen to our spirit before we can enter the kingdom of God and see it and be there forever. But Nicodemus was a great teacher. He was highly educated. But the Lord says, you know, that if you don't understand the things of this world, you know how the wind blows and so on, how can I teach you spiritual things? Right?
Right.
Then what?
He that is born of the flesh is flesh, verse 6.
Read it.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
Right, so you got two different births that have to happen to you in order for you to, one, to get into the world, and two, to get into the world to come, the right world to come, the kingdom of heaven. And if you're not born of the Spirit, then you're going to wind up in hell. Because if the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is not dwelling in you, the same Spirit that dwelt in Jesus, which resurrected him from the dead, if that same Spirit is in you when you die or on the last day, the Lord will raise you up and into the kingdom of heaven. So you have to have a spiritual transformation. You have to be transformed from just a piece of flesh into... There's that element of life in you, temporal life, that has to be transformed into an eternal spirit. And that only happens when we become, when our spirit becomes born anew, afresh, born again. When we are flesh, soul, and spirit. And so being born again for us is we've been born in the flesh, and now we have to be born again, which means our spirit has to be born. It has to have Christ Jesus enter us, our spirits, and make us fit for heaven. If that doesn't happen, the only place for people to spend eternity, that spirit to spend eternity, is in hell. And then the lake of fire. Okay, then what?
Even if Nicodemus could go back to his mother's womb and come out again, he would still be the same Nicodemus, the same flesh. He needed...
And so would you. You'd be the same you. Right? Because Nicodemus, no matter how smart he was, how much learning he had, has to go through the same transformation as we do in order to enter heaven. Everyone must be born again. It's a must, the Lord said. He didn't say you should. He said you must be born again of water and of the Spirit. Okay, then what?
He needed to become something else.
Yeah, something, right. He had to become spiritual. Then what?
He had to become born of the Spirit. Quote, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, verse 6.
Okay, read it again.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
Elementary, my dear Watson. Amen? Did you ever watch Sherlock Holmes? That's what he always said. It's just elementary. It's very simple. The simplicity of the gospel is the thing that always stumbles people. They think it's something very intricate. And you could make it intricate if you wanted to. You could pretend like you're stupid. But that isn't going to do you any good at the judgment bar of God. It's just simple. Just invite Christ into your soul, into your spirit, and you're going to be born again. And then start drinking Him and eating Him on a daily basis so that you renewed daily. Amen?
Amen.
And deny yourself and take up the cross and bite the bullet and follow Christ. Amen?
Amen.
That's simple enough, isn't it? God, if it was any more complex than that, I wouldn't be able to be saved, you know? So if Nicodemus, as smart as he was, couldn't understand it at first, well, for sure I wouldn't be able to if it weren't simple. The Lord made it simple so that even the most stupid person could understand it, you know?
This is a coffee cup, and this over here is a glass, right? Okay, so instead of being a coffee cup, it was born a coffee cup. Now you got to become a glass, something that you can see through. Amen?
Yeah.
Isn't that simple? Huh?
Yeah.
No, that's too complicated. You'll get hit your head like this. It's these guys that eat ice cream, you know. They can't find their mouth. They go right here on their forehead. The ice cream cone. All right. That really, you'd have to be a dunce to not understand this, right?
Right.
Okay, then what?
This word of the Lord really puzzled Nicodemus. If the Lord told us these things back in that day, we too may have been puzzled along with Nicodemus by the Lord's spiritual language. Jesus continued telling Nicodemus that as Moses lifted up the serpent of brass in the wilderness, he, as the Son of Man, must be lifted up.
Okay, now, the Lord, you know, the people were sitting real bad, and so God wanted to tell people back in that day in the Old Testament that we have to look unto Jesus and that Jesus was going to become a serpent. In other words, He's going to become sin for us. He's, you know, like we're serpents and we have to be, all these sins have to be washed away because we're like demons until we get saved. And then when Christ enters into us and He washes all of our sins away, then this is the chance that the Lord has given us to be saved, to become from not being a stick in the mud, we become something that's clear, that you can see through, something that is spirit. And so back in the days of Moses, Moses would lift up this, the Lord God told him to make a brass serpent and put it on a pole so that if the people would look at that serpent, another which was symbolic of Christ becoming sin for us, if we'd look upon Him and be thankful for becoming sin for us and going to dying and going to hell for us, well, then we could be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that simple?
Yeah.
I was talking to Buster tonight, and he says, man, if you didn't explain Ezekiel about the water and all that, he says, hey, nobody could understand that. He said, you know, just there's no way that a young Christian could ever understand the things that you're breaking down. And I try to break it down to where it's simple. The serpent was just symbolic of Christ becoming sin for us. And if you behold, all the people are being bitten by serpents, fiery serpents, the Bible says. But if they looked at that symbol of Christ, the serpent on the cross, who He became a serpent for instead of us to take our place, so that He would pay the penalty for us being serpents. And if we look at Him and behold Him from now until the end, Well, then we won't be killed. We won't die. We won't go to hell. We won't spend eternity in hell. Isn't that simple? Okay, so that's all we need is Christ to behold. Amen?
Amen?
Because it even says that in the Old Testament when Moses lifted up the serpent. Just look at Christ who's becoming sin for us, and you won't die. All those people that are being bitten by these fiery serpents never died. That's something. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then keep going.
John 3:14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Right, as the serpent, as the sin, our sins. He, all of our transgressions were placed upon him, and he paid the full penalty for our sins. So it doesn't make any difference how bad of a sinner you were. If you'll come to Christ and behold him and ask him to enter into you, you don't need to learn anything. All you need to do is just say, Jesus, save my soul. Wash me clean. Enter in. Come into me, the Lord Jesus, and wash me clean and live in me. And I sacrifice my life for you to live in, because I know that I'm not worthy. Only you are worthy. You're the only one that could take away my sin. You were the only one that became sin for me. You're the only one that died on the cross for me and went to hell for me. And you're the only one that's resurrected from the dead. You're the first begotten from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
And you're the one that is the life-giving spirit. You're the one that ascended into the kingdom of heaven and became a life-giving spirit. And you're the only one that is life. You said that I am the resurrection and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so therefore, Lord, I behold you from now and on. Amen?
Amen.
Because you became sin for me. You sacrificed yourself, and I praise and thank you. And I'm sorry for all the sins that you had to be crucified for me, that you had to go to hell for me. And I'm not going to be like these smart alecks that think they can say, yes, Lord, and then just sin and put you out to open shame and trample your blood underfoot as though it meant nothing. You giving your life and being tortured the way you were for me. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make me a new creature. And I'm going to behold your glorious face from now and on. I'm going to behold your word. I'm going to let you use me as a vessel to expound and to witness and testify of your amazing grace until the day I die. I'm going to let you live your life out in me. Father God, enter into me in the name of Jesus. I praise and thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. I'm grateful. I'm just so grateful to you, because there's no other escape hatch. There's no other way that anyone can enter the kingdom of heaven but by you. Anyone attempting to enter in by good deeds or something like that, the Bible says that our good deeds are like filthy rags unto the Lord. So don't try to get in by good deeds or go into some religious organization, because the Lord detests that. There's nothing that can substitute for Jesus. Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Religion is of the devil, because you're placing a religion before Christ, the life, the way, the truth. Okay, go ahead.
All the people who were dying because they were being bitten by the fiery serpents had to look unto the brass serpent that Moses lifted up.
They just had to behold that brass serpent. Yes, I believe that the Messiah is coming to the world to die for me. And if you do that, well, then I won't let you die. Then what?
Whoever beheld the brass serpent lived. Numbers 21:7-9.
Read it. Read it to see so you know I'm not lying to you, right? I wouldn't lie to you, you know. If you can't trust me, then who can you trust? I'll tell you who. Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
But I'm only telling you what the Bible says. The word of God is Jesus. Then what?
Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live.
Yeah. If I be lifted up. If I be lifted up, he's telling what manner of death he should have for us. And people look upon me, then he says, if I be lifted up, then what? then all men shall be drawn unto me. There's a way that men can behold him for eternal life. And there's no other one to behold, so that shouldn't confuse you, right? The Methodist Church, the Catholic Church, cult, you know, all these different are cults. Because nothing can substitute for real life. Okay, they're rituals and religions, but they don't have life in them. Christ is the only one that has life in him. All right, now keep going.
And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived.
Isn't that something?
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus said, as Moses held up the serpent, you know. Okay, keep going.
The Lord was there for Nicodemus to look unto him.
Yeah, that's all he was here. Here's that brass serpent right in front of him. Amen?
Amen?
Jesus was standing right in front of him talking to him. All he had to do is look at Jesus. That's all he needed is Jesus. He didn't need, and Jesus wasn't saying, well, now here, verse so-and-so, and so-and-so says this and that and all this other stuff, and you just need to have all this knowledge. You need to have all this, understanding. Understanding you need, but this all you need is Jesus. You just need to understand all you need is Jesus. God made it simple. Amen?
Amen.
Little kids say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Wash all my sins away. Amen?
Amen.
All we need is Jesus, not teaching. Then what?
Nicodemus had to believe in him. Then he would have eternal life. Nicodemus did not need teaching. His need was eternal life, but life that only Christ could give him.
Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. Lord bless you. Bye.